The hour we've been waiting for. Hour number three on a Friday. Welcome to the program. I'm Jim Rome. The program is brought to you by Rockin' Mortgage, by Quicken Loans. Rockin' Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We start hour number three with this quick email. Rome, just cashed out my 401k so I can have a bigger bankroll when using Flight Dex Picks. Nick in Westchester en route to Maui. Like you were already en route to Maui, or you're going to Maui because you're about to get paid. Or both. All right, so we start hour number three. Coming up later on this hour, I've got the week that was. Alvin's look back. I've got the ATP. I've got more thoughts on the matchups. But why don't we talk about the matchups? Now, you know about the flight deck. He's James Kelly. His official title around here is Digital Content Producer. His actual name is James Kelly. He's known as the flight deck because Eric in Orlando glossed him as such because he said, who's that guy behind the screen or behind the glass? It looks like you could land a fighter jet on this guy's forehead. His forehead's the size of a flight deck, and it stuck. So I mentioned his actual title is Digital Content Producer, but in effect, really, he's my gambling consultant slash guru. Now, a little background here. The irony is, other than me taking a really big swing in the sport of horse racing, where frankly, I've made a lot of money and I've lost a lot of money. My time in horse racing, I've made a small fortune and I've lost a small fortune. And Eddie George would not be proud of me for saying this, but I'm not even sure which side of the ledger I'm on at this point. We lost so much money in the early years and then made a lot of it back in the latter years, and I haven't done much of late. So for me to sit here and say I don't gamble is a lie, because horse racing, and I got in a lot of trouble back in the day when I used to say it, I'd say it's not a sport, it's a bet. And I'm going to stand by that. It's a sport, but it's a bet. It's a major bet. So for me to sit here and say I don't gamble is really disingenuous. I own racehorses. Not as many as I used to, nowhere near, but we still own a couple. But other than that, other than going to Vegas back in the day a couple of times a year, I really never gambled that much at all. Like, I never needed to get down to watch games. That was never my thing. But with legislation changing and gambling or gaming becoming more and more prevalent, more and more accessible, I have played this year for the first time ever. You know, aside from just dabbling on the side. But I do. I've got an online account. I do dabble. And that's where James Kelly comes in. He apparently... Bring it on in here in Flight Deck. I think that he does more than dabble. I might be wrong. Here he comes. He's got his own sounder. He's got his own theme. Take my head and then multiply it by 10 and you have his head. He's in studio. He is to my left. What's up, Deck? How you doing?
I'm pretty good, Jim.
Are you nervous?
Just a touch, maybe, huh?
All right, you're all right. I got you. All right, so bring me up to date. Like, I mentioned that I dabble in this type of thing. How about gambling? Do you do it for entertainment purposes? And how long have you done it? You can be real.
Okay, I do it for entertainment purposes, and it's a completely different way to look at sports because, obviously, I'm a junkie. I'm going to watch every game anyways, so why not try a different way? I mean, I'm sitting there. It's kind of a rush, too. I mean, I've never really done any drugs or alcohol or anything like that, so this is kind of another rush.
What are you talking about,
dude?
You drink? You drink? You're a Heineken guy?
I am a drinker, but not a big drinker.
Dude, you were blossoming at my Hall of Fame party. What do you mean I don't do alcohol? What are you talking about? What are you telling me next? You don't gamble? All right, so are you good at it?
I think I'm pretty good at it. I mean, it's a hard game. I think I hit on pretty good numbers when it comes to NFL. The NFL is much harder than the other sports to me. Uh-huh. I mean, I think I'm still hitting on close to 60% of my NFL this year.
Really?
I haven't, you know, updated my account all season long, but the NBA does help a lot, and I've found some pretty nice little loopholes in the NBA.
All right, so when you say you have not updated your account, are you saying you haven't put more money into your account?
Right, exactly.
That's strong.
All season long, yep.
All right, so how did the NFL season go for you? Pretty successful.
Yeah, pretty successful. Had a few hot teams early on, and then I started fading. Green Bay and Arizona covered a lot early on, yep. And then later on the season, I started going down a little bit, but then I would say, who was the team? The Ravens obviously covered quite a bit, too. I think they probably covered more than most people. They helped me account quite a bit.
So. All right, so give me an idea. Like, either football-related or non-football-related, give me the other side. What was your worst beat in the last year or two?
That's easy. Last year, AFC Championship game, some guy decided to line up offsides and literally cost me. So the year before at the draft, I was in Vegas at a book, and I threw $100 down. I usually go to Vegas once or twice a year, so I go out there, and I mean, it's my entertainment to keep me involved in all the sports and watching them and stuff like that, so I usually call.
Really? Because I pay you to stay involved in all the sports and watch them and all that. How about that?
That part, too. That's nice, too. And then good. I use that money to go throw it at a casino, right? So what I do is I take two bets or three bets of teams that I really like, and then I always hedge them with something else to be like, okay, I can cover my butt, whatever, whatnot, which I did with the Patriots last year. But I threw down $100 on the Kansas City Chiefs last year, 40-1 odds. I had four dimes, man. And then he lined up offsides. That was, I knew going in, I had the right mentality for the whole thing, but that's still a gut punch.
Yeah, $4,000. Yeah, but you didn't, though, right? You had $4,000. Had you spent that money?
Maybe. Maybe a little bit, yep.
All right, so now on the other side, you've had some really good picks. You took the Washington Nationals before the season at 10-1, and that paid off. What did you see about them that you liked, and how did that win feel?
So for the baseball ones, I usually go with, if they have an ace or two like Scherzer and Strasburg, they signed Patrick Corbin last year. I'm like, all right, cool, and they have enough bats. So I like to go off that 10, 12, 15 range, and I like to take one of those teams, and then I hedge them. This year, I hedged with the Yankees, so when they lost the Astros, I was obviously sweating, but the Nationals pulled me through, so free money for everybody out there this year.
No, there you go. So once again, this is for entertainment purposes only. The disclaimer is, if you don't have the money, don't bet the money. Don't bet what you don't have. What's the wife think about this? Does she know about this? Does she know you're a degenerate?
I think she's kind of catching on, so I told her today to take the kids to the zoo. I bought some tickets, and I said, yeah.
Because you knew you'd be on.
Yeah, because she's off today, so she would have been watching.
Does she have a car? Does she have a radio? Could she not find this segment?
Yeah, maybe that part. I'm hoping she's right in there right now, so I just text her. So.
All right, there you go. So let's get into it then. Now, are you ready for the clone onslaught?
Yeah, bring it.
What happens when you give me bad advice? What are you thinking? Like, damn, man, I just told the boss to do this, and he did it, and it cost him.
Be honest. Thursday night's rough. I have to be, on point Thursday nights because I see you Friday. So if I do something stupid on Sunday or Monday, you got a couple days to sweat it off, and I can dodge a text message for a couple days.
All right, to be real. Now, like, I don't do everything that you say.
Right.
And my feeling is, like, about half the time we're on the same page, and the half the time that we're not on the same page, you're right half of that time, and I'm right half the time. In other words, the whole thing's a coin flip.
It is a coin flip, but you're pretty good. You're not giving yourself credit. I mean, you could pick some pretty damn good games. I think you might have.
Stop sucking up to me, man. Stop kissing my ass. I know what you say about me when I'm not around. All right, so let's get right into it. So the Saturday action, you've got Minnesota at San Francisco. The Vikings are +7. They're coming off that really impressive win on the road against New Orleans. The Niners, though, are well rested. They've got that all important bye. Who do you like in that matchup?
I think the winner of this game goes to the Super Bowl. I love both teams. I love the Vikings. I love San Francisco. Minnesota's good. They're good. They're balanced. There's a couple weaknesses on the outside for the cornerbacks that Kyle Shanahan should be able to exploit with Emmanuel Sanders and Deebo Samuel. Having said that, and I haven't heard a lot this week anywhere around, Gary Kubiak's in Minnesota. There's nobody
you
that
love
knows
this guy,
I
man.
Love him. I love the Shanahans. I love Gary Kubiak. And there's nobody that knows Kyle more than Gary does outside of his old man, the Lobster. But Gary should be able to give Mike Zimmer a couple hints to, move the points enough. Is it enough for me to take him over the Niners? I don't think so. But the +7 looks really, really good right
there.
You're
taking +7?
I'm taking the +7 in Minnesota.
All right, so you like the Vikings +7.
Uh-huh.
All right, then. Mark that down. He's got the Vikings +7. Tennessee went into Foxborough. They punched the Patriots in the face. The Pats clearly, flight deck, are not what they were. The Ravens are a different animal, though, altogether. You can get 9.5 for the road team. Do you want those points?
I hit it. I hit it right when it came out. I hit it, and I got 10, actually. So I got the Titans and 10, and I think it's the same blueprint again. It's Derrick Henry. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's going to be a physical runner. He's going to go right at Baltimore. Baltimore's got some very good interior linemen. Michael Pierce and Brandon Williams, and they could clog up some lanes, but their tackling hasn't been on point. And I think Tannehill makes a couple more plays here than he did last week. The Ravens secondary is really, really good, without a doubt, but not as sticky maybe as the Patriots. So Tannehill's playing. I mean, he's one of the best freaking stories of the season, so I think he makes a couple big plays, and I'm leaning towards I took the Titans.
You mean leaning? Dude, you hit that the second game.
I
just
right
said
away.
So.
Right.
What is your philosophy on that? You said that the second that thing hit, you hit it at 10. Do you like to wait? If you see a number that big, will you jump on it? Will you bet inside the game? How do you approach it?
I always wait. So usually during the season on that Sunday night, I'll get those lines and I'll look at them right away. And then I'll be like, okay, is there something that maybe the house or somebody else is missing? And I'm like, okay, cool. And I'll hammer it then. If I don't hammer it then, I usually wait till kickoff, till I see exactly who is playing. But if I love something enough, I will hit hard right away.
Flight deck settling in. All right, those are the Saturday matchups. You like both the road dogs tomorrow. Sunday, you've got Houston going to Kansas City. You know how explosive the Chiefs are offensively. You know how much better they are defensively. Houston struggled before they put away the Bills. Is 9.5 points enough to get you to bite on the Texans?
No, it's not. And I know that in week six, the Texans beat Kansas City in Arrowhead, and they did it with running the football almost 200 yards on the ground, and that's what you got to do against Kansas City is
look at Hawk. Hawk's already like grinning hysterically and standing up. All right, go ahead. Finish that thought.
So you got to burn clock, keep Mahomes on the bench, but the Texans, the Bills should have beat the Texans. There's no doubt about it. Bills just, I mean, they choked at the end of the day, and I just think Mahomes, like you said about him, he is that. I mean, he's elite. He's going to be one of the greatest in the history of the game by the time it's over, and I usually don't throw that around. But this guy's playing with Andy Reid. They're on a different
dude, you
level.
Love Andy Reid.
I love Andy Reid, and I love Pat Mahomes. And Andy Reid on a bye week, hit it, and hit it hard.
I agree with that. All right. In fact, if I'm throwing down, and I am, I'm taking them as well.
Okay.
Even at 9.5. I'm giving up the 9.5. All right, so finally, the Seahawks. This game is fascinating. The Seahawks travel to Lambeau. I love the matchup. Fascinating matchup. Personally, I don't think that Russ Wilson has ever played better than he is right now. I could even make the argument that they're going to give the Packers hell. They'll give the Packers all they can handle straight up. If you can get Russ and the Seahawks plus four, is that too much to pass up in your eyes?
I'm hitting the money line. I don't need the money line. I think the Hawks now, they're banged up and they're hurt. And the running backs.
Hitting the Hawks on the money line.
I'm hitting the Hawks on the money line. I think it's a plus 165 right now.
Yes.
So I'm going to take the Seahawks at plus 165. They're bruised up. I think Dwayne Brown might play the left tackle. It's kind of trending that way. They're going to need him. They're going to need to run against the Packers run defense because that's where their weakness is at. And I love Aaron Rodgers. I love Matt LaFleur. It just seems like maybe next year, this is year one in that system, maybe next year is their year, but I'm with you on Russ. I just think he's going to make some sort of play, and DK Metcalf's playing better too, so I am going to take Russ Wilson and the Hawks.
All right, on the money line.
On the money line.
Let me finally ask you this, man. You did great. What's it like going through life with a head that big?
I don't have an answer to that.
All right, so really quickly, before I let you go, let me give you some reaction. I'm going to give you a taste of what's going on inside your phone right now.
Oh, boy.
Dear Flight Deck, why do you have so many short-sleeve dress shirts?
Because I live in California. There's no reason to have something different. I'm from Colorado, so.
All right, Jim and Green Bay. Yeah. How's that taste? Dope.
I can't even believe they're paying attention to that, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, they are. Rome Slice. Digital content producer. Way to class it up, Deck. Regards the call center employee that refers to himself as client service specialist. Geoff and Lincoln.
That's fair.
No, it's not. That's your title. See, Drew in West LA tweets, I wasn't expecting Deck's voice to sound like that.
Like Bruce, maybe? A little deep?
Johnny in Texas tweets, I never dreamed the Deck would have any bass in his voice. Guess he's gone through puberty. War landing jets on a large boat. DJ Chap 311. Why did the Deck look straight at that stoned bird when he said drugs?
Everybody knows.
Bella B is in. She tweets, honestly, this is riveting. It should be a regular segment. Let's see how the picks are, right?
Yeah, right? I don't want to be Trevor Price.
All right, there it is. If they want to follow you on Twitter... What's your handle?
At James, the number 4, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. So I might post a little bit more.
We'll see. All right, we'll see how it goes. There's more. What? What? This guy wants to know, how do you feel about LSU at -5.5?
I made the mistake last year, and I think I probably maybe talked you into it a little bit and taking Alabama over Clemson.
Yeah, that went pretty well for us.
It did pretty good. Yeah. So LSU, Clemson, their pass rush, I don't know if they can get the Burrow, so I'm leaning right now towards LSU. Having said that, I did buy a ticket before the season started at +250 for Clemson to win that thing, so that's a good payday if I can get there, but I don't think they can get the Burrow, so Tigers lean.
All right, -5.5. He is the flight deck. He is James Kelly. Well done, big head. Nice job. We'll see how that goes.
Thanks for having me in.
All right, so we will see. Now, I'm not necessarily on every one of his picks, but we tend to see this weekend pretty similarly. Give it up for James Kelly. Very happy with that. Again, for entertainment purposes only. Do not wager what you cannot afford to lose. We're doing it for fun. What is your reaction to the deck? And understand that in the middle of all this, Alvin is still on Twitter with his fantasy picks. Alvin's got that too. Hawk, he's got nothing to bring to it. He's got Jeopardy takes. Jeopardy takes for days. All right, when we come back, I'd love to see some reaction. Do you agree with what you just heard? Which way are you leaning this weekend? I love these matchups. And also, still ahead, the ATP, the week that was. The Pirate has got himself a new gig. All that coming up. You're in the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. Do not go anywhere. Good job, Flight Deck.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Reaction to the Flight Deck is pouring in. At Mean Cop. She's a lady clone. The deck makes a lot of sense and actually seems legit. I was pleasantly surprised. I'm not going to waste your time. Of course he's legit. I'm not saying that he's going to be right. I mean, he might be. But he knows what he's talking about. He's well-researched. He gets after it. And I love that part about, hey, man. Like, I go to Vegas a couple of times a year. It keeps things interesting. You know, if I have a little action on it, yeah, then I'll do it. Yeah, but you have a little action on it because I pay your paycheck every couple of weeks, bro. You're paid to watch games already. Yeah, I know, boss, but anyway, well, what's popping?
Paid for.
Hey, anyway, I already got payday. Oh, that counts too. Anyway, I got to check in on the wife. Hey, nice giraffe, huh? He sent his family to the zoo so they wouldn't hear him on the air talking about gambling their college education funds. Rome, I'm not a better. You know how I know that, Justin? Because you can't even spell the word. I'm not a better. B-E-T-T-E-R. No, you're not. Nor are you a speller, Justin. Nor a grammarian. I'm not a better. But for good fun, I'm going to do a 4-team parlay for $50 on the Flight Deck's picks. If I win, I will treat the deck to Javier's next time I'm in Crystal Cove. All right. Or the Irvine Spectrum, or Century City, or Vegas, or San Jose, Mexico. My man Javier is everywhere. Crystal Cove, though, is the spot. When I tweeted that picture last night from Javier's, it was not at Crystal Cove. It was at the Irvine Spectrum. Full disclosure. Hey, Rome, nice segment. Kelly really knows his bleep. We're leaning on the Chiefs. Regards, big guy, sport, and champ. Mitch from Buffalo sending it. War IRA burning his book and calling it his Amazon Kindle. At Cave, 1456 tweets, normally when you bring on a staffer, we hear from a giant stoner idiot that doesn't know sports. This was a shocking and unexpected change. Listen, understand the way I staff this thing, the way I staff up. They're all different. They all bring something to it. Like, Hawk takes great offense to not being known as a sports guy, but he really knows very little about sports. Just kidding, Adam. They all bring something different to it. Ike brings this caveman mentality, this old guy mentality, this I'm addicted to sugar mentality. You can't find that anywhere else. They're all different. It's Rit. Hey, who you got for the podcast next week, old man? That's what I thought. Nobody. Give them some ideas. They're all different, man. Hawk has got... They can't do what Hawk can do. Hawk can't do what they can do. Nobody can do what Alvin can do. Nobody. Dave Whelan's the smartest guy in the room. Nobody messes with him. Rit's the oldest guy in the room. Well, I'm the oldest guy in the room, but Rit looks like he's 30 years older than me.
It's lit.
Just kidding. Ike? My crew is awesome. The XR4TI, they all bring something different to it. Let me tell you something. If Adam had nothing to bring to it, he would not get as much airtime as he does. He's got a different POV. And Adam Hawk is the rare guy who not only is good at his job, but he's gotten much better at his job. Convenient for a lot of you to crack on him, but I've got his back. James Kelly, I thought, murdered his debut. Good job, Flight Deck. Now we wait on the picks. Now we see how the picks are. And although they're all unique and they're all different, they're all replaceable, except for Alvin. Alvin is irreplaceable. Let's see. Computer Frampton tweets, the deck didn't crash and burn. Make deck a regular. Good show, dude. He's getting a lot of love. Normally, you want to kill whoever I put on. This is from Mr. Met O. He tweets, what's happening, partner? Please make this a regular segment. War bums using cigarette butts to gamble.
What's happening, partner?
What's happening, partner? Dear Jim, I just hope the flight deck is right about the Seahawks money line. I just put everything on it. My wife is threatening to take the kids and leave if they don't win. Should be fun. Austin in Omaha. I just said it's for entertainment purposes only. Do not wager what you cannot afford to lose. Sign, betting lots of money on horses you've never seen. Buying expensive horses that you've never seen, nor can you talk to. Another lady clone is in. Skybox Anna 1. Great flight deck segment. She's got a 100 and an airplane emoji. There you go. Not only is he getting positive run,
you are now free to move about.
He's getting positive run from the ladies. The Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
This is going so much better than I would have ever expected. Look at you. Again, the games have not been played. What if he goes 0 for 4? SA Sports Honk is in. Holy crap. That James Kelly stage presence. And we thought Jay Stu was wooden and laconic. You tell me, Alvin, can you build those two back-to-back really quickly? Nah, dude. I'm working on my... My segment, the week that was. Oh, okay, Alvin. Sorry to ask you to do more than one thing at one time. No sooner than I say you're irreplaceable. Let me tell you something, dude. You're replaceable. Y'all are. Hell, I am. We all are.
Chew it!
That's not wooden. That's not laconic. There's some energy right there. Listen to the passion coming out of that guy.
Open
when he
good
screams.
Takes and
chew
tolerant
it.
Of idiots.
Okay.
That's my moniker.
That's my moniker.
Don't forget Mark Moda.
That's my moniker. Nice use of the word moniker, Stu. Fail. Watch your head, dude. Mm-hmm. Ed Willie Beeman 1 tweets, the flight deck rocks. You can be my wingman anytime. No, you can be mine.
That's right.
When we come back, I do want to talk about the pirate getting a new gig. Alvin's week that was. Flight deck taking a victory lap. Again, he sounds good. He looks fine. What about the picks? Y'all, I know you clones. you all be talking a very different tune or speaking a very different tune if he costs you money. Again, do what you think is right. Take the information as entertainment only. And don't be crying to us if it costs you money. We are coming right back, and I've got the week that was. I've got thoughts on Mike Leach going to Mississippi State, because of course he is. Wrapping this thing up, good Friday. Conor McGregor is 8 days away from his return to the octagon. More on that next week. Really quickly, I've got the ATP coming up. I've got the week that was coming up. I've got thoughts on Mike Leach ending up in Starkville. And Charger fan Dan tweets, Rome, the clones are loving the flight deck now. But if he goes anything less than 3-1 on his picks, they will be murdering him on Monday. Yes and yes. Yes and yes. The clones, you clones, are being very nice to him right now. Understandably. Why? Because he was well prepared. He executed. He came off well. He's likable. He's dry. He's sneaky funny. He knew what he was talking about. Unless he cost you money. And then you'll be murdering him come Monday. We know this. Jamie in Green Bay tweets, is Hawk taking notes right now on how to hold it together when the boss pulls him on air? Hawk's good on air, actually. All right, then. Right when you thought that the Egg Bowl could not get any better than some dude going full dog urination on a potential game-tying TD celebration and costing his team a win, man, were you ever wrong, because it can get better. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2020 Egg Bowl between Ole Miss and Mississippi State is once again must-see TV. And one of college football's best rivalries just got that much better. Because as I mentioned yesterday, Mississippi State saw the hiring of Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss, and they raised it by pulling a pirate out of Pullman. The school made it official. They hired Mike Leach as their next head coach. Ahoy freaking matey. Starkville will never be the same. I love it. Yes, like I said, the Egg Bowl is must-see TV, but hell, let's be honest. How big of a lift did the entire SEC and SEC West get by landing one of the biggest personalities ever? Never mind the SEC. The SEC West alone now has the Nictator, Ed Orgeron, Jimbo Fisher, Gus Malzahn, Lane, and the Pirate. How do you not love this? For every lecture Nick fires off next season, Leach is going to unbury some treasure of a story and lighten the conference up with some story time. I mean, we all have countless stories of this dude just going off on legendary, non-prompted rants about Bigfoot, caves, quote, fat little girlfriends, telling his players how great they are, aliens, fire ants, how to dress, breaking down shovel passes at pressers. I mean, this dude never stops, ever. And I can't get enough. I still can't forget some of the stories that he even shared on this show.
Then I do prison exercises on my deck. Here's one for you. I've never told anybody this, and I might even get in trouble for this. And I got these wet board shorts on, so it's like sitting in a diaper. I've been on Scott Farrell's show before.
Sure.
Here comes a FedEx guy watching me pace around naked. You remember that big earthquake they had in Washington, D.C., which I didn't even know Washington, D.C. had earthquakes until we're on air and they have an earthquake. This big green iguana comes walking, you know, through the trees, walking across the deck. I go, hey, Sharon, look, there's an iguana, you know. We got an exciting team. Everybody needs to watch. Do you know Jack Roots?
I know Jack Root, Mike. So random, so Mike Leach, so awesome. So, yes, I'm excited for his offense to head south and to see how that looks in football's toughest division. Of course. Honestly, though, I'm even more excited for his thoughts on the dudes that he's going to be facing on a week-to-week basis. And that he and Lane are living in the same state. It does not get better than that. So good, it might even bring the Mississippi Queen out of retirement.
Hotty toddy, gosh almighty, who the hell are we? Hey, flim flam, bam bam, Ole Miss, by damn.
Man, I wonder if the pirate ship has landed in Starkville yet. I think it has. Because when it does, Bulldog players, get ready for some dating advice. Because you know it's coming, and it's going to be good.
The first thing you start off with, there's this car wash, okay, up on Sherman Way and DeSoto. They had the greatest Mexican food. So you go by, and you get some real old-school authentic tacos there.
Yeah, and Mike, you didn't just tell us to send a date to a car wash, did you?
Oh, I would. I mean, you know, I mean, like I say, you got to get the dialogue rolling, you know. You got to see if this is something that you need to pursue or if the young lady needs to go out with somebody else other than you, you know.
Not just a car wash, but a car wash in the 818 lane. It is time to kill the grown-up, learn my lessons, and get back to talking bleep, my man. Smoke weed, talk like Lane. Because you and your fellow state mate make for one of the best and one of the most bitter rivalries in all of sport. No better time than late November, Mississippi State v. Ole Miss. Hell yeah. Cannot wait. I had more thoughts on that I wanted to get to, but I want to put that out there. I love that they hired him. Of course they did. There was no way Mississippi State was going to sit back and look at Ole Miss, hire Lane Kiffin, and not have a response. That is the response. It is the perfect response. I can't wait to see it. Just as I can't wait for you, Alvin, to do what you do every Friday at this time.
Hey, you holding the 20 points, man.
Yes,
sir. You gave us a chance at the end. I got 3 words for you.
Week that was
welcome to the jungle. A tremendous Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California. It is great to have you here. What's going on? How was that weekend? Pretty awesome, I would imagine, for some of you, and pretty crappy for some others.
Yeah! Kirk takes the snap, end zone, and touchdown.
If they own it, they'll know the Vikings did not get their best shot, and that more than anything else, that's the reason the Saints lost, not the refs. Great win for the Vikings. The Dallas Cowboys have agreed to terms with Mike McCarthy. Look, I'm not going to say that deserves a full Price is Right fail horn, but that's the guy you end up with. Ross Tucker.
I mean, it was like you're in high school and, you know, you see this other girl and you kind of want to date her, but you don't want to dump your current girlfriend unless you know that other girl's going to like you.
Multiple times.
Offense. This is under fraction.
Yeah.
Defense, number 29.
It's a loophole. And that right there is just a loophole.
The hood man is out here dropping bombs like crazy, which is incredible. Gene Steratore joining us.
I'll tell you what, if you bring me back, I'll have a handful of them, Jim, and we could do a good 10 minutes just on those back and forths. I would love to do that.
Mark Few.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Just like you, got the Christmas card. Your kids are young men now, and the same kind of in our family. Everybody's growing up.
And just feel unbelievably blessed.
The one thing about Few is he is a great guy, but that dude will cut your jewels off.
One tag showing up all over is Penis Man.
There's some people, of course, that think it's funny.
Do I look like I'm laughing? This is not in the best interest of me discussing. The thing is, that's exactly what Penis Man wants.
Penis Man.
Penis Man is not jump of the day. Now, the coaching carousel in the NFL is wild.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
In the living room, smashing pizza and making crank phone calls. Thank you.
Crank, crank.
Crank. Crank. Bob Huggins is my guest.
My question for you is, how'd you fit in Lubbock?
So well. You could not believe how I took to Lubbock and how Lubbock took to me.
I can imagine those folks in Lubbock just fell in love with you from the minute they saw you.
They love me and I love them. You know this, Bob.
Did you have a cowboy hat and boots on?
I didn't even need one. Jane Slater is my guest.
I've been a fan of your show for a long time, Jim.
But how many times, Jane, have you listened to the Toby in Houston call?
Jason Stewart was the first guy that greeted me. I sort of fangirled out when I found that he worked on your show. Oh, my gosh. I have listened to that over and over.
Larry Brown.
Because now the Mets are getting a steal for Cespedes. All thanks to a dumb outfielder and one pissed off pig.
You pig.
Only the Mets. Michael Porter Jr. Michael, it's good to have you back.
What's
How are
up,
you?
Man? Doing well. How are you?
Good. Really good.
We got a dope team, man.
Randall's down. Oh, no. Oh, Anthony Davis hit the ground hard.
Man, I saw a couple of you idiots questioning this guy's toughness. Have you ever suffered a gluteus maximus contusion? Yeah, that's what I thought. Keep his name out your mouth. A buttocks maximus contusion. Mark Turgeon joining me for a few more moments. What do you like about that lineup when it's on the floor?
Yeah, that's the hard part for me, and it's a gut feeling. And, you know, I played for one of the great ones in Larry Brown and worked with Roy Williams.
Larry Brown is an amazing coach. I loved having him on the program. So I've got a stack of emails and tweets in response.
Email.
I'm sure Coach Turgeon knows how to motivate his team. Dangle the carrot, if you will. Like, I don't even know what that means.
Right in my face.
Shout out to Toby in Houston.
LaVal Jordan, what did your dad say to you on that drive?
He looks over at me in the car and says, hey, what else are you looking for? I would love to have had a great comeback for him. As I thought about it, I didn't really have much, which hurt at the time. I always have something, you know.
Always.
I had a mouth on me.
Hopping in my brand new
So
RV.
What is that? What is your brother doing? Oh, he's changing out the poop tank. Happy trails. Y'all can go there. I'm not going near that crap tank. You know why I bust my ass? So I can take care of my business in a bathroom, in a hotel, with a bed. Torrey Holt.
Once I figured out that I could actually do this and do it for a living, you know, as I got older and make some money, I was like, shit. It's really cool.
I hadn't heard bells for the last 30 years. What's that got to do with it?
The hell is Tom Thibodeau doing there? The hell is that old man talking about? The hell is everybody laughing at?
I don't hear bells.
You heard bells. Are you sure you're not having a stroke?
So from this time forward, I would like to be referred to as the Tobin in Chapel Hill. Come on.
I dropped it in between his legs, and he blocked another punt.
Oh!
Keyshawn, man, I have read the book, and I'm not killing you. I just said you whacked your teammates, and I couldn't believe it.
Did I whack him?
Dude, you whacked him. You called your quarterback a jake.
Wild times, right? Man, that rapping game is hard, dog. Glove if you need him.
Because I'm not going to keep letting you kill me. You're not going to have 30, 15, and 10 every night on me, and then I don't have 30, 15, and 10 on you.
We are joined by Eddie George.
Oh, man, two words come to mind when I think of the Ravens, and that's pain and misery. And triumph.
I love the Shanahans. I love Gary Kubiak. And there's nobody that knows Kyle more than Gary does outside of his old man, the Lobster. The plus seven looks really, really good right
there. You're taking plus seven?
I'm taking the plus seven.
Couldn't get the fams, but I did get the English beat.
I'm in, Jim. Whatever you want.
He got a 400-pound gorilla stuck in his gut.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim.
Can't believe Jerome hung up on me.
Don't wait like 4 years to call me back.
Giant brass ball.
25 meatballs.
I heard bells.
Going under the robot laparoscope, bro.
He's not even in my
Mahomes?
Penis man.
You like that?
That is a no-no.
Keep it rolling.
Get you light in the ass.
At James, the number 4, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y.
Good night now!
Flight Deck, I know your favorite part of that whole thing. You got off a lobster blast. Romy, have Hawk wheel Ike's old bones into the studio and have him give us his picks on who's going to clean house on Wheel of Fortune tonight. It's the best. Geoff and Lincoln. The ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Also, quick reminder, wherever work gets done, Grainger is with you. With the industrial supplies, safety products, and time-saving services that you need to keep your business running smoothly. See for yourself when you visit Grainger.com. Granger for the ones who get it done. Hey, Rome, it was just nice to see or have somebody from behind the glass come over to talk about something that was not related to some embarrassing injury.
That's right.
Jaime, I feel awful for the Pirates' wife. First Lubbock, then Pullman, and now Starkville. Unwar torture. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. See you Monday. We're out.